The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and a moderate rain, highs of 15, lows of 13. Tuesday we can expect heavy rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 12. Wednesday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 14, lows of 10. Friday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 13, lows of 10. That's it for your weekly weather, I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Isle of Wight Council will look at possibly easing of restrictions for dogs on beaches before next summer. With the public space protection orders approved by the Council's Cabinet last week, replacing the dog and alcohol control orders, which are no longer enforceable, dogs are not allowed on certain beaches of the Isle of Wight between 1st of May and 30th of September to avoid the sometimes crowded areas. During the consultation of the public space protection orders, Councillor Gary Peace, Cabinet Member for Community Safety, said a lot of people had asked whether the restrictions in the summer could be eased. He said, "I am sympathetic to this, and I know other places have opened beaches to dogs throughout the year, so I am quite relaxed about also looking at possibly loosening on the restrictions." Other councillors were also among the list of people questioning the stricter restrictions. Meanwhile, wildlife conservationist and zoobiologist Martin Ridgely joins the Hillbands Pest Control Team, bringing his expertise to the business and extending their already extensive capability in working to support the island's native wildlife whilst ensuring that target pest species are dealt with effectively. Martin is passionate about conservation and that it should be at the forefront of wildlife management and pest control, something he has promoted throughout his 20-year career in animal care and conservation. As a conservation teacher and zookeeper, Martin has inspired many across the country to embrace an ethos of bringing biodiversity and environmental management to where they live. Sandra Knowles, MD of Hillbands Commons, "I'm really pleased to welcome Martin to our team. As an animal management professional, he has a passion for the environment and a wealth of experience focused on the care of mammals, insects, fish and birds. His knowledge and experience will assist in developing our work in an even more environmentally conscious way to the benefit of our customers and the island's environment." For over 30 years, Hillbands Pest Control, as the island's leading pest control provider, has built its reputation on providing customers with the very best in pest control services. And finally, Newport Carnival's Christmas Parade will not be taking place this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. In 2019, despite the drizzle, Newport saw one of the most popular Christmas events in many years, with hundreds of people flocking to the streets and St. Thomas's Square. In a statement issued by organisers of Newport Carnival, they say it's just not safe to go ahead, but they are remaining hopeful that things may be back to a new normal come to the summer carnival season. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
My name's Ophelia and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Alan Jackson, who's a country singer. Number 2, Max Irons, who's a movie actor. Number 3, Shatta Whale, who's a reggae singer. And finally, Marsha Hunt, who's a movie actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 14th of October 1066 was the date of one of the most pivotal battles in history, the Battle of Hastings. After the Battle of Stamford Bridge, which I covered 3 weeks ago, King Harold of England had to march his army all the way across Britain from Yorkshire to Sussex to fight Duke William of Normandy. William had been promised the throne by Harold, but Harold had broken his promise. An intense battle occurred when William and Harold's armies met, and William emerged victorious. According to legend, King Harold was killed by an arrow to the eye. However, this fact is debated among historians. The 14th of October 1962 was the start of the Cuban Missile Crisis. This crisis took place during the Cold War, a time of great tension between the United States of America and Russia. The Cuban Missile Crisis started when an American spy plane discovered that Russia were placing long-range missiles on the island of Cuba. If the missiles were launched, America would have next to no warning time. The Cuban Missile Crisis was the closest America and Russia came to fighting during the Cold War. Fortunately, a compromise was reached. Russia would remove their missiles from Cuba, and America would remove their missiles from Turkey. The 15th of October 1987 was when BBC weatherman Michael Fish made one of his worst forecasts. A woman called the BBC, saying that she had heard a hurricane was coming up the English Channel. Michael Fish dismissed this warning, although he did say it would be a bit windy. However, there was a hurricane, the worst to hit England since 1703. The hurricane contained winds that reached up to 115 miles an hour, and several hundred thousand people were left without electricity for more than 2 weeks. But to this day, Michael Fish has never fully admitted he was wrong, and felt the computer model had let him down. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is paludal. P-A-L-U-D-A-L. It's an adjective that describes a plant, animal, or soil living or occurring in a marshy habitat. It originated from the early 19th century from a Latin word, palus or palad, which means marsh, plus the suffix al. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and remember I told you all about these people who are having their birthdays? And I'm going to tell you their year of birth and their age. Number 1, Alan Jackson, who was born in 1958 and is age 62. Number 2, Max Irons, who was born in 1985 and is age 35. Shatta Whale, who was born in 1984 and is age 36. And finally, Marsha Hunt, who was born in 1970 and is age 103 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight News this week, Vectis Radio have been presented with their Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, the highest award a voluntary group can receive in the UK. The equivalent to an MBE was presented by Susie Sheldon, Lord Lieutenant of the Island, with Dr. Nick England in attendance. Furthermore, two volunteers from Vectis Radio will attend a garden party at Buckingham Palace in May 2021, along with other recipients of this year's award. The Island Lord Lieutenant Susie Sheldon said, "This award is well-deserved recognition of the work you have all done in providing great support across the island. I thank you for what you do for our community." The Queen's Award for Voluntary Service aims to recognise outstanding work by volunteer groups to benefit their local communities. It was created in 2002 to celebrate the Queen's Golden Jubilee. Recipients are announced each year on 2nd of June. the anniversary of the Queen's coronation. Vectis Radio director Ian Max said, "This is amazing. We have a number of volunteers who not only go above and beyond serving our community. Some of them have been superhuman in their efforts in helping Vectis Radio to survive. Our team are brilliant, and I think I can safely say, on their behalf, they will be extremely proud. Days like these you can only dream about, and today it's a reality." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Youth Trust has launched the search for a new trustee to join their board of trustees. The Youth Trust, a local charity providing mental health and emotional wellbeing services for young people aged 4 to 25 years on the Isle of Wight, supported over 1,300 young people last year and is continuing to expand. Chair of Trustees Malcolm Marshall explains that the charity is seeking someone with a background in accounting or finance to join the dynamic team responsible for the governance of this vital island charity. Over the past 5 years, the Youth Trust has significantly expanded, and with the outbreak of COVID-19, we have developed some key new areas of work to meet the needs of young islanders. And finally, the Isle of Wight County Press and three of its journalists have been showcased on the list of top publications and reporters. Editor Alan Marriott, head of content Laurie Little, and audience and content editor Lucy Morgan were all named on the Public Interest News list, which featured 80 publicly nominated regional journalists from across the UK. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.